The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everyone, welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talked about Cecil the C6 sea serpent that has been in the news this week. Or was it Clarence the cross-eyed lion? I'm not sure which. But anyway, I'm not defending the actions of anybody who's done anything illegal, whether it was this hunter or whether it was the outfitter or the landowner. If those folks did something that was unethical, that's one thing. If they did something that was illegal, that's certainly another thing. We advocate ethical hunting here. We advocate legal hunting here. And, violators and poachers are the bane of our existence. It's enough to be reviled because we participate in an activity that we enjoy, which is recreational hunting, and the reasons we do it. And when a case like this happens, the facts have not all come out, the investigation is ongoing, people tend to leap to judgment, and they put a personality to this creature, to this animal, that it actually means something, and it's a wild animal. And they're putting stuffed animals as a memorial in front of this guy's dental office out in wherever he is, Minneapolis or Milwaukee or somewhere. And there's all this giant fracas around the world because of this. And the two fellows that were responsible for leading this guy to this lion or leading this lion to this guy, we're in court last week, and the one guy's a farmer who does this part-time, although he has his PH, permit, professional hunter permit, and the other guy's a landowner. Who knows? Who knows what actually happened? You read sources in the news, but who knows if that's the actual story. Anyway, let's talk to Kalik in Baltimore. Good morning, Kalik. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. So, I'm well, thank God.
Good.
I look at it this way. I used to hunt with my father.
Right.
For food.
Right.
Now, I never did like the idea of trophy hunting.
Okay.
To me, a real trophy hunter is doing a service to that local population.
Isn't that the point I've been trying to make?
Yeah, but just a minute. I want to make a different slant on that point.
Please do.
If this lion, who actually was a worldwide pet, because he wasn't an ordinary lion. He was what's called a black lion or black maned lion.
Right, and those numbers have increased. Listen,
lions don't normally have a black mane, so there's different species, so to speak, of lions, and there's different species of tigers. But if these animals, if that lion was a rogue lion that went around killing people in the local populace or something,
right,
and that hunter responded to that,
right,
make a trophy out of that type of lion,
right,
was doing harm to the populace.
Right.
This lion was doing no harm. He was a worldwide pet.
Kalik.
Yes.
How did the hunter know that?
Because he's a hunter. And he's a trophy hunter, and
he
knows. He's supposed to know his game.
You cannot,
like, Kalik, fishing,
you,
I know the fishing rules, which are very intricate, so I'm not, unless I'm a novice, I know the fishing rules.
Kalik,
okay? and I can hunt and I can release.
All right, are you gonna let me comment or not?
Yes, sir.
All right. The question I asked was very simple. How did the hunter know that this lion was a worldwide pet? How did he know?
Oh, God, just about everybody on the planet knows that. It's because number one, he knows that there are hunting areas and there are conservation areas. He knows what animals are in the conservation area. He knows that the animals in conservation areas are used for tourists.
Khalid.
To bring income in. Now that lion is no longer an attraction to bring income in.
Khalid.
For tourists.
Khalid. Yes. How did the hunter know that that particular lion was the lion that he shot?
I'm going to tell you something. If he didn't know, he should have known.
How can you say that? How can you
say that? He knows that's not an ordinary lion just by looking at him. He knows a black mane lion is not an ordinary lion. He knows that.
Khalid, there are black mane lions. That is correct.
I would not allow him to claim ignorance. I'm telling you. I don't.
Well, that's you, Khalid. You know what?
He's going all over the world.
That is you, Khalid, and nobody knows the fact. All I'm asking is, how could he have known? He arrived, he paid his fee, he went out at night, he saw a lion, he shot a lion, and he knew he wasn't in the park. He knew himself was off of the park property. How did he know?
That's debatable also.
What?
That's debatable.
How do you know that's debatable?
He's supposed to be on off the property, and
Khalid, the news reports say he was 500 yards off the property.
Yeah, well, that's a really that's getting too
Khalid,
close.
Listen, Khalid, you're doing as much speculation as anybody else out there, and you're trying because of your feelings
about speculation either way. Okay, I understand that. I'm not one to speculate somebody.
I'm not defending this guy. I'm not defending this guy. If this guy did this intentionally, then he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But I'm not going to sit here and let you say that he should have known or he knew. How could he know?
I'm not written in stone. I'm just exploring. I'm just bringing up questions. See, because I'm one for justice. Okay, so
well, of course.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Wait a minute.
Justice for who?
Justice all around for the community that.
What about in this case?
Listen to me. From the community that makes an income off that lion, okay, they were injured because that lion is no longer an attraction. For him, if he was to his ignorance.
Let me ask you this question.
People are claiming, okay?
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
When you say the community was injured because this animal was a tourist attraction.
Yes.
All right. That may be so. How many tourist dollars, how many individual sightseers that toured that park, how many admissions does it take to equal the fees that were paid by one trophy hunter?
Okay, listen carefully.
I'm speculating, Khalid.
Listen carefully. The income stream that lion created was not just restricted to people who came to the park like that.
How do you know?
Also, the film industry. It's also conservation groups that use them as a study worldwide. So there's different income streams that lion created, okay? Shoot them with a camera. Put that kind of trophy in your living room. A nice, big, fat picture.
You know what? If that animal is on a game reserve and I have a camera, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But if I have a legal license and I have paid my fees and I am not in that game reserve and I am in an area where there are other lions, there weren't just two lions in that entire region. This property was adjacent to the park, but I'm asking you still the question, how did the hunter know that he was killing that particular lion?
I'll tell you one thing, it's awful strange.
Oh,
all
my God.
The lions.
Here we go. Now we got Kalik, a conspiracy theorist.
Well, it's obvious.
It's not obvious.
It's the fact that they lured the lion. That's not conspiracy.
I said, how did the hunter know that they did that?
Well, I'm telling you something. You better make an awful better choice.
Kalik, say that it was something else. Say that it was a jewelry store robbery. Kalik.
Can he claim ignorance?
Kalik.
Part of planning?
Kalik.
Yes.
That's a ridiculous point. When I travel to any area of the state, let's say I go to Garrett County on a bear hunt, okay?
Uh-huh.
I go to Garrett County on a bear hunt. I've got to find a piece of property. So I sit in a stand. I either take my climber stand and climb up a tree, or maybe there's a stand on the property. All right?
Uh-huh.
How do I know that if I shoot a black bear in Maryland, that somebody a half a mile away hasn't been feeding that bear garbage? How do I know that?
Okay. Let me say this. The lion was tagged.
Answer my question.
The lion was tagged, for one thing. He was tagged.
And the lion was shot at night.
Yeah. That's real clever.
All right, Kalik, I've had enough of you. Goodbye. I can't take it. I really can't. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to comment, please feel free to do so. But I can't take that anymore. I just can't. So be it. I'm not defending this guy. If this guy violated any law, any game law, any sense of decency, if he was in on the conspiracy to kill this lion, then he should be prosecuted. The professional hunter should be prosecuted, and if the landowner was in on it, he should be prosecuted to 1,000% of the law, whatever it is. I'm not for anybody who does any poaching. Okay, we have laws in place. I'm sure there's a law in that country that has to deal with that. We have the Lacey Act, which is an international law. We have laws in this country that take care of that. But I am not going to sit here and speculate, and what about this, and he should have known, and he should have. If he was a willing participant, prosecute him. But if he plunked down his money and he went out and did what he trusted his professional hunter, okay, who's supposed to know the game, supposed to know the land, if he trusted that guy's ethics and didn't see it coming, well, shame on him. Let's talk to Jim in Baltimore. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
All right.
What's up?
The only problem I got is once he knew there was a collar on this lion's neck, that's when he became culpable.
He should have, at that point, yes. At that point. I agree.
That's it.
I agree. And the professional hunter said this: I took the collar off the lion and put it in a tree.
Right. Well,
and we skinned the lion, and the hunter wanted the hide and the head and the skull, and we took those to be processed, okay? And when I found out that this lion was, this particular lion was the celebrity lion, I should have come forward and said something, but I didn't. So you may be very well right on that, and I won't argue that with you one bit, Jim.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. I mean, how many of them lions have collars around their neck that are on the side that they're allowed to hunt?
I think they killed 6 lions in Africa last year that were collared.
Okay, so there are some that are collared.
That are wild lions that are roaming wild and free in various countries. There are lions that have GPS collars on them. Yes, huh?
The man is going hunting. He should know the rules, man.
Well, listen, man. I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%.
Other than that, I don't know what he knew, what he didn't know.
Neither do I, and that's what I'm saying. All this speculation and
comes out. We'll find out.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, a Virginia-based company who murders cats and dogs every single year, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, called for this man to be hanged.
Yeah, well, there are a bunch of idiots out in this world. We know that.
All right.
That's what we're dealing with today.
Exactly.
Political
correctness. I agree. And, Jim, I do agree with you that if But did he know the implications of this call of this caller on this lion? That's the question.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Did he?
So, I mean, it just sounds from what you're telling me, even with this, there's other lions that have collars on there.
Yes.
There may be a problem here as far as, not for him. I'm just saying that creates a problem for anybody to find him guilty.
I see, again, all the facts haven't come out. And that's why I can't make a judgment on this guy.
Yep.
And that's why Kalik went away.
Well, Kalik wouldn't know justice if it hit him in the face.
Ooh.
People like that, they're just looking to hang someone. You know, either to kill her. Oh, I'm not going to get in this. Anyhow,
all right. Anyway,
you have a good day, brother.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Thanks. Right, bye-bye. Good point you made there, Jim. Thank you. All right. Hey, you know, Merrick Backcountry, feed your dog what they used to feed themselves, Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble, and chunks of real, freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. You know, summer's time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips, and summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes, and summer is cold, juicy watermelons. Yes, indeed. Got one in my fridge right now. The Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm invite you to come to their huge produce barn. They've got their own homegrown, super sweet corn. They've got tomatoes. They've got watermelon. They've got cantaloupe. They've got plums and peaches, and they've got cucumbers, and they've got zucchini and squash and peppers and onions and anything you need to make a great summer salad or a great summer dish or a family get-together. You want to have the family over and have a big old corn on the cob feast, you can do that. You want to get together with the family reunion or the church group and, you know, boil some corn or steam some crab. Whatever. I'll tell you, Papa John's Farm is the place to go for the best produce that I can find. I've eaten 5 watermelons this year in the last several months. I have a little slice of watermelon just about every night. Didn't have any last night. But I have been very disappointed with every single watermelon that I've purchased this year, except the seedless watermelon I purchased from Schillinger's. I will tell you, it was spectacular. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. And that phone number is 410-969-8810. You're having a big corn roast? 410-969-8810. Do it on the grill with a husk on. Good stuff. Papa John's Farm, it'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for shooting sports, your source for trap and skeet and sporting clays. Let's talk about the guns first. Let's talk about the 725 sporting clays from Browning. It's an over and under. It is a beautiful gun, the perfect blend of beauty and performance. Has 5 Invector DS choke tubes. It's got a ported barrel to reduce recoil, a triple trigger system that fits you, Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and if you like hunting with an over and under, the field model is also available. And then there's the BT99 trap gun. It's a competition shotgun for trap shooters of all ages. It features a backboard barrel, utilizes the Invector Plus choke tube system to provide more consistent patterns and reduce felt recoil. They also have trap and skeet loads, shooting vests and gloves, range bags, hearing and eye protection, and 7.5, 8, and 9 shot for those of you who like to reload your own shot shells. They just got a whole pallet full of shot in, so they're ready to go with the reloading stuff, too. Make sure you stop by Clyde Sports Shop for that, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports, Clyde Sporting Goods, and ClydeSports.com is the website. And don't forget that 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes! Here comes Amos!
Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. Son, they could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Yeah. All right, Amos Moses. Good old Jerry Reed. He's gone too. You heard Lynn Anderson died, right? Never promised you a rose garden. Rowdy Roddy Piper died, had a heart attack. You never, yeah, you know Rowdy Roddy Piper? Yeah. I used to watch him, man, I'll tell you what. 61 years old, the man's my age. Can't imagine that, but is what it is. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here, the Outdoors and Radio Show, if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard about here or comment on anything that you'd like to talk about. We lost a crabber yesterday, a recreational crabber in the Magathie River. Man went overboard. I understand they did locate him last night. He did not survive going overboard. We don't know exactly what happened, how it happened, or anything like that. But just be careful out there. If you're running a trot line today or putting some traps out, it can be dangerous out there. That's for sure. Been a lot of fatalities this year on Maryland waterways. Some of them were involved alcohol. A lot of them involved not wearing life preservers. Just, you know, it can be dangerous. And it's been a very, very tough year for Maryland boaters this year. So just a word of caution to you out there. We want you in the audience. We want you to be able to enjoy your Chesapeake Bay and your recreational fishing and crabbing and boating out there. So just be careful, please. And do yourself a favor. Wait till you're back on land to start drinking. I mean, alcohol and boating just does not mix. So, just a word. All right. To review the first hour, if you've just joined us, we talked about this fellow by the name of Charlie Horner. He was from Mechanicsville, Virginia. Charlie Horner was hosting a group of people from his church, and there were, I don't know how many people were there, probably 50. And they took a bunch of kids down to the river there on the Rappahannock, and they were catching some catfish, and they've been doing this for a couple of years. And Mr. Horner stepped on a catfish, and he caught a barb in the foot. And within a short time, he was dead. They amputated his leg to try and stem the bacteria. That didn't work, and 2 days later he passed, and he was infected with this bacteria that was in the water that he received as a result of this cut. It was on the in the mucus of the fish there in this catfish spine. It was Vibrio vulnificus, and this bacteria is abundant in brackish water, salt water, and salt doesn't kill it, of course. And you just got to be careful if you got any kind of cut out there, Mr. Horner. Now, we're sorry to hear about the loss to the Horner family, and this guy was doing what he loved to do, is actually a healthcare worker, 75 years old, from Virginia, and, you know, very well thought of a man in Henrico County. He graduated from Virginia Tech, and he just passed because of this infection. So be careful out there as well. Let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Okay, Alan. I wanted to tell you that you remember me from the Bass Club, Baltimore County.
I do, sir. Yes.
We got back from Lake Champlain about a month ago, and we caught 550 bass.
That's a lot of fish, man. What was the big fish?
Biggest one was 4-pound largemouth.
Uh-huh.
4-pound, 3-ounce largemouth.
Okay.
The biggest smallmouth was a little over 3-pound.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be celebrating this month our 53rd anniversary.
Wow, tremendous.
We've been in business. And I wanted to say that I'd like, if it's possible, to have you mention that we're looking for 4 new members.
Well, you just did.
Okay. And give them my home phone if they
want. Well, wait a minute. Why don't we write that down and then let the callers call the switchboard and tell Bethany that they are interested in, rather than give your number out over the air.
Right. Now, we have 6 tournaments a year, and we have a trip once a year. We have a crab feast, and all of this is functioned by the club. And we have a Christmas party. So they meet at my house the 3rd Friday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
So I've invited you before, and still extend the invitation.
I appreciate that. Yes, indeed. We'll put you on hold here in a minute, Ray, when you're finished, and Bethany will get your phone number. And if anybody's interested in joining your bass fishing club, tell us what that means to become a member. What do you have to do?
Well, all you have to do, we used to have a boat, but we got so many members with boats, we need partners. So it would be a good opportunity for anybody that had a friend and said, hey, let's get together. The two of them could fish together. But we still have room. And when I went to Lake Champlain, I had to fish by myself because my buddy's father was very ill.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me before. But I'm not driving 1,000 miles anymore. I'm getting too old.
Mm-hmm, I hear you.
Yeah. So that's all you need. We have a monthly meeting. And we give trophies at the end of the year for the guy that catches the most fish and the biggest one.
Right.
And we fish from the Eastern Shore to the Susquehanna, Middle River, Dundee, Wicomico, the whole state of Maryland.
Got it.
And it's a good club with good guys in it. I mean, I've been in it 45 years now, and I'm the oldest member, but we have a lot of young members in it, and we got some guys with some big boats.
Right.
I only have a 19-foot Triton, but there's some guys out there with 200-and-some horsepowers. I drive a 90. That's fast enough for me.
Yes, exactly.
But we don't care if you had a John boat. As long as you want to join the club and fish.
Right.
You get a hat when you join and a decal for your car.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been at it 53 years, so we seem to know what we're doing.
Sounds like it. Yep, indeed.
I'd like to see it continue. As I told you, the founder of the club died a year ago in August.
Right.
So I'd like to keep it going. His son's in it. His grandson's in it. And they're all young guys.
Got it.
and we're just looking for it. Well, we keep it the magic number. The club started in 1962 at 17 members.
Right.
So for some stupid reason, the magic number is 17. We've never changed it. So if anybody's interested, would you please have them call my number?
All right. We'll write your number down. Bethany will write your number down, and anybody wants to call in and join the Maryland... what is it? Baltimore Bass Club.
The Baltimore County Bass Baltimore. Club of Baltimore
County. Bass Club of Baltimore County.
Right.
You're looking for a couple of members. And
I'm located in the Perry Hall area. If there are, we have a couple guys who live in Mountain Area that drive down for the
right.
Members. So, you know, you can team up, you know.
Sure.
Hey, you're going to the meeting, and meet at somebody's house and drive down.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You got it, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ray. There goes Ray, and we'll put him on hold and get his number. So if we've got anybody interested in joining the Bass Club. I just went to the, while we, Ray was there, I was going to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website about Vibrio. And there's the one website talks about protect yourself against Vibrio and says exactly what it is. Our Vibrio are bacteria that naturally occur in brackish water like the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries and in salt water, especially during warm weather months. Vibrio infections are rare, but when Vibrio comes into contact with an open wound, it can cause serious infections characterized by unusual redness, swelling, and drainage. This can be particularly dangerous for people with weakened immune systems. To protect yourself against Vibrio, avoid water contact if you have any skin wounds. If water contact cannot be avoided, cover those wounds with waterproof bandages. Clean your wounds immediately with soap and clean water after contact. If soap and clean water are not available, clean the wound with hand sanitizer and then wash as soon as possible. Wear water shoes to avoid cuts and scrapes. Wear gloves and use extra care when handling crab pots or other equipment. And I would add, handling crabs as well, because they can poke you too. Always shower after swimming in natural waters and wash your hands before handling food or eating. If you develop a wound with unusual redness, swelling, or drainage, seek medical attention immediately and let your health care provider know you came in contact with brackish or salt water. There is a website where you can read more about the Vibrio bacteria, and that is MarylandHealthyBeaches.com. MarylandHealthyBeaches.com/Vibrio, V-I-B-R-I-O. So we just want to make sure that you're aware of that. Okay, very good. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we would welcome your call here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. But let me tell you first about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish species include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to the mountain streams and Deep Creek Lake, 67 species in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay tidal, Atlantic coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, and I believe this year it's on the 13th, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible Under Armour heat gear t-shirts, and even a share of $25,000 in cash. And you can do that too. All you do is, catch a nice big old fish that go over the minimum requirements, and you get your angler award. The fish are biting right now all across the state of Maryland, and you could qualify for the Maryland Fishing Challenge too. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Go to dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries for all the rules and regulations on that. I think we probably ought to do this. I probably ought to tell you folks about Merrick Backcountry. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, for great fish and tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin.
Paladin. Richard Boone, Paladin. You know, I play these things and I reveal my age a little bit. I already told you how old I was, but that's all right. I think our audience enjoys it. I hope they do. We get requests from time to time for different music. So, yes, went to a Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting the other day. It was very interesting. Larry Hindman, our waterfowl project leader there, talked about the upcoming seasons. The proposals will be coming out this week. It looks like we're going to have still maintain our 2-bird limit on Canada geese. The bad news is that Atlantic brant, the season has been reduced to 30 days and 1 bird because of plunging brant populations. The sea duck season remains pretty much the same. The duck season remains pretty much the same. The Canada goose season remains pretty much the same. Same with the resident goose population. The SCOP limit is going to stay at 2. That would be the bluebills for 2. And the proposal does look to increase the limit on canvasbacks from 1 to 2. That's the proposal. There will be a meeting on August 13th, 7 p.m. at Chesapeake College in Y Mills, if you'd like to attend that meeting and see how that's that all breaks down. So that'll be on the waterfowl regulations, the proposed waterfowl regulations. So watch for the upcoming issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the proposals. These are not set in stone. They won't be announced until early September, you know, for sure. But we will have a September teal season again. I believe it starts on the 16th to the end of the month with a bag limit of 8 in the teal zone. So for you waterfowlers, you know, we want to make sure you're up to date on that stuff, too. Interesting meeting. There were members there from the Maryland Waterfowlers Association and the Maryland Outfitters and Guides Association, MOGA, and the president was there from both organizations. We had a presentation from Dr. Joe Lamp, who is a former Wildlife Advisory Committee member, who testified against the repeal of the strict liability law in both the Senate and the House. And Dr. Lamp is still pleading his case, even though strict liability has become the law of the land, was signed by the governor, was passed by both the House and the Senate unanimously out of both committees, the House and the Senate. Apparently, his testimony did not bear much weight with either of those committees because they rejected his ideas. And he is still trying to make the case that something was awry with the repeal of strict liability, and made some interesting revelations that may have consequences for folks involved. But we'll wait and see on that one. We don't know. We don't know how that's going to play out. But, Dr. Lamp, you lost. And, the Hunters of Maryland gained the repeal of strict liability, and the General Assembly apparently felt the way that the law was that this law needed to be repealed, and did so, and the governor signed that bill into law on the 12th of May. Now, with the repeal of strict liability, that has to do with baiting, and you'll be able to see this if you go online or if you pick up a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Summer Issue. We have the article in there about that and the legal determination of how this all came about. And it basically talks about a guilty act needs to require a guilty mind. And that's, well, it, just read the article in the Hunting Quarterly, and you can find that online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, or call me, or go to the Ellis Outdoors website and click on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly website. That's for sure. But this was a law that was on the books for 85 years, and when asked specifically about the effect of the repeal of strict liability on the waterfowl population in Maryland, the waterfowl project leader in Maryland, who sits on the Federal Migratory Game Board Committee or whatever it is, he basically answered the question, how will this affect our waterfowl population in regard to the penalties for baiting? He simply said, waterfowl populations are at an all-time high, duck populations and goose populations as well, and I would say that the effect of strict liability is negligible. Negligible. And that settled it for a number of the commissioners. We don't know if it settled it for the Natural Resources Police or not, but it settled it for the commissioners. And let's hope that we move on from there, and that the time of the WAC, Wildlife Advisory Committee, is no longer wasted on this issue of settled law. Let's talk to Craig in Beltsville. Good morning, Craig. How you doing?
Pretty good. And you?
I'm not bad. What's up?
Yeah, I was in a boatyard on the Eastern Shore this week looking at an express boat, and the guy at the boatyard was saying that it's rumored that DNR is going to do away with the surface drive motors in Maryland. Have you heard anything to that effect?
No, I haven't. And this is absolutely the first I've heard of it. Why would they do that?
He said because of the grasses. And when I was at a waterfowl here in a couple years ago, I was talking to a guy at DNR at Chesapeake College about Deal Island, that there were no motorized, no gas motors
right
there anymore. And I was telling him about that we had a surface drive. And he told me that they didn't like this because they do eat up the vegetation.
That's very possible that they do. Very possible. I don't know that there's a move on to ban those for any reason or not, but what, Craig, do you have email?
I do.
Send me an email about it, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. What you're talking about are these, like these Go Devil motors and things like that?
Yes, that's exactly what we have. And, you know, you're wondering, are you going to buy another one? if it might be outlawed.
Sure, I got that. And these are very popular for shallow water applications where duck hunters go when there's not a lot of room to run an outboard.
Right.
You know, where you're in a foot and a half or 2 foot of water, even less, and you want to be able to propel your boat back into some of the shallow water areas. And they're very popular in the flooded timber areas in the south. Because the water depth there is not necessarily that deep, and it can get you back into the timber. And, you know, all they have to do is Google Go Devil. And, I mean, that's one of the most popular ones, I believe. But a favorite among waterfowl. They are rather noisy, though, aren't they, Craig?
A little bit, but it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. But you'll see these on places like TV show Swamp People. They'll use them to get back into marshes and back in the back bayous in the guts and the little things where they go and hunt gators. You'll see these big surface driven motors. They don't have a propeller underwater. They're on a big long framework. And how wieldy and unwieldy are they to propel a boat?
They work really nice.
Apparently, they've figured out the balance thing pretty well. Then,
yes,
yeah, they're not difficult to maneuver, and they're not like a jet drive, which may be an alternative for you if they do something about these, you know.
Right.
So it's always a possibility. I can't imagine one would have a less effect on the grasses than the other. What is the reason they don't like them? The propeller chops up the surface grass, or what?
That's what they had told me. Yeah.
Or it would provide opportunity for waterfowl to feed on those drifting grasses as opposed to something else. I don't know. I'm just speculating here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I got you. Send me an email, Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com about this, Craig. I look forward to seeing your email.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And we'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I want to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I didn't talk a lot about the other firearms that Clyde's carries, but they have a full gun rack full of shotguns and rifles and muzzleloaders, Thompson Center muzzleloaders and Remington and Browning and all the other guns for not only for hunting but also for self-protection. They got a full supply of handguns for those of you who want to carry, use a handgun for home protection, self-protection, or just recreational shooting, or just peace of mind. Check all that out at Clyde Sports Shop. They carry a full line of fishing supplies. They carry everything you need for every type of panfish or trout or striped bass. They've got trolling hoses in right now and bucktails and double bucktail rigs, which is all popular right now in the Chesapeake Bay for catching the striped bass in the upper bay. And you will be glad that you stopped to see Clyde's Sports Shop. Don't forget their crabbing supplies, too. All the crab pots and crab traps and bait and live bait and crab bait and frozen bait and bait and more bait and more bait and even gun repairs, fishing rod and reel repairs, line winding, you get it. The services are myriad and many at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. You can go to the website, ClydeSports.com, or call the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH for Clyde's Sports Shop. Merrick, backcountry. For dogs whose taste buds are still wild, we add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free high-protein kibble. Made in the USA with no ingredients from China. Merrick backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. Merrick backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
White lightning. Little old George Jones there. How about that? George is gone, too. How about that? All right, let's see. What do I want to talk about? I want to talk about our sponsors just a little bit. You know, I get to see them all just about every month at least. And I mentioned I stopped by Clyde's the other day and talked to Bill a little bit. He was telling me about the great fish bite up in the Upper Bay. Down to Fish Bones yesterday, and we have a good conversation when we get down there. I met a fellow that wired my house 20-some years ago. How about that? He put a new 200-amp service in my house, and Dennis, and he said, I know you, and I'm like, I don't know who you are, but, you know, we got reacquainted, which was pretty nice, talked about old times and old friends. And, we stopped at Catonsville Linex, and the Snap-on guy was in there for Catonsville, and the Snap-on guy says, and I'm standing there just talking to Jack, and this guy comes up and goes, man, Jack, you were all over the radio last week. My buddies and I were crabbing, and I kept hearing, Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex on the radio, you know, and it was really cool hearing you on the radio. And then, of course, Jack's just smiling. I'm just smiling at Jack and saying, yeah, this is working for you. And, Jack introduced us, and it was fine. And then I went to see Bobby down at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie yesterday. And actually, since my running boards on the truck are all busted up, I ordered a set of running boards from Bobby, so they're coming in next week, so I'll get a new set of running boards on the truck. But it's interesting, whenever I run into people that listen to the radio,